Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, March 19th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon signed 9 bills into law, line item vetoed one, and vetoed another yesterday. The veto was on a bill amending and expanding the state's Second Amendment Protection Act. It would have barred any funds or personnel from cooperating or enforcing any federal regulations regarding firearms, accessories, or ammunition. Gordon said it would put Wyoming's participation in federal task forces into question and create legal dilemmas for law enforcement officers. He also line-item vetoed a bill that would have repealed the Strategic Investment and Projects Account, or SIPA, which allows the state to invest capital gains. Gordon said the governor's office uses SIPA when making its budgeting recommendations. He kept the fund and put money back into updating the security systems at state correctional facilities. He signed bills that banned sanctuary cities and ranked choice voting in the state. Gordon has until midnight on Friday to take action on the bills remaining on his desk. Corner crossing, or stepping from one piece of public land to another over private land, remains legal. That's after the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling yesterday. The case dates back to hunting trips in 2020 and 2021 in Elk Mountain. A group from Missouri built a ladder to step over the corner of a private ranch while they accessed parcels of BLM land. The ranch owner said they trespassed in his airspace and sued. The hunters argued private landowners cannot make public lands inaccessible, and the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals judges agreed. They ruled the hunters could corner cross as long as they did not physically touch the private land. The Environmental Protection Agency has a new leader in our region, a former Wyoming state representative. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mertzbach reports.
Cyrus Western is a Sheridan County Republican. He stepped down from the legislature last year after 3 terms, so he'd have more time to start a family. Instead, he's now balancing raising a newborn daughter with his new role regulating extractive industries in Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, Utah, the Dakotas, and 28 tribal nations.
When the president asks you to work for them, you don't say no.
Western says his goal is to give states more voice at the table. He wants to implement an initiative unleashing American energy and cutting down on regulation, while also protecting air and water.
I think folks kind of try to frame this as the false binary. Either you want to protect the environment and you're anti-industry, or you're pro-industry and you want to trash the environment. And I just fundamentally reject that dichotomy.
Western says his main experience comes from his time in the legislature, where he served on the Minerals Business and Economic Development Committee and worked with the State Department of Environmental Quality. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
Memorial events for former U.S. Senator Alan Simpson are planned across the state. Simpson will lie in honor at the Capitol in Cheyenne next Thursday and Friday with public access. Simpson's alma mater, the University of Wyoming, will hold a public celebration of life on Saturday, March 29th at 11 a.m. at the Arena Auditorium. It will be hosted by Simpson's family and simulcast on TV and online by Wyoming PBS. A memorial service is planned for Monday, March 31st at 10 a.m. at Christ Episcopal Church in Cody. Overflow seating will be available at the Buffalo Bills Center of the West and the Winona Thompson Auditorium. A public reception and free open house at the center will follow the service. The family asked that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to the Center of the West, Spirit Mountain Hospice House, and the Heart Mountain Wyoming Foundation. Over the past decade, many states in our region have created outdoor recreation offices to bolster their state economies. Now advocates want more states to join to help fill gaps on public land. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mertzbach has more.
Think of these offices as ones that give nonprofits or businesses grant money to build trails or help young people get outside.
Looking at the next generation of how we're going to leave our lands to them.
Karina Armijo leads New Mexico's office, one of 24 nationwide, including ones in Wyoming, Nevada, Colorado, Utah, and Montana. Now the big push is to get Idaho and Arizona to join the rest of the Mountain West, creating a collaborative voice for the outdoor sector, plus potentially filling any gaps amid cuts to federal agencies.
If we have less people working on the trails, cleaning bathrooms and things like that, what can we do to try to provide support to public lands?
But it's not clear whether the states are up for it. Idaho's governor's office said it already supports outdoor rec in other ways, including through an advisory council. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Several universities in our region are facing an investigation by the Federal Department of Education for their participation in a program aimed at helping underrepresented students earn advanced degrees. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
At issue is the university's collaboration with the nonprofit PhD Project that helps students of color and other disadvantaged groups earn doctoral degrees in business. The Education Department's Office of Civil Rights says the program is pushing, quote, race exclusionary practices. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas is among the 50 universities across the country on the list. It declined to comment, but issued a statement saying three former UNLV professors participated in the program and that UNLV is committed to and will, quote, provide equality of educational and employment opportunities for all. Boise State University in Idaho said in a statement that it is working with its legal counsel to review the situation. In our region, the universities of Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico, and Colorado also received notification that they are under investigation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Torrington author is telling fairy tales with her own twist. The Torrington Telegram reports Sarah E. Huntington published Trial of the Queen's Mirror. It tells the story of Snow White, but from the perspective of the magic mirror, which has been put on trial. Huntington is already working on another tale from the Goldilocks world and has ideas for several other fairy tale retellings. The city of Casper has officially joined the Peace in Our Cities program to address violence in the community. Oil City News reports joining the coalition gives the city access to resources that can help with public safety and violence prevention. It also connects partner cities to facilitate collaboration and idea sharing. Casper has seen several cases of fatal teen-on-teen violence lately. The Jackson Hole Airport is on its way to becoming the world's first dark sky certified airport. Buckrell reports the airport has been slowly lowering the amount of light pollution it emits without impacting safety. The certification means the airport will remain a good neighbor to Grand Teton National Park, Teton County, and the town of Jackson, which are all dark sky certified. And according to Matador Network, Shadow Mountain is among the top 10 campgrounds with the best views in the Mountain West. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's Wyoming trivia question. The first national forest in the United States was established right here in Wyoming in 1891. What's the name of that national forest? Send us your answers for this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com by Sunday at noon. We'll crown winners on Monday. That's it for today, and thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Join me again tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. And while you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.